Life was nothing but green lights, and we didn't have yellows and reds, things that make us pause, hardships, crises, times for introspection. Then what the hell would it all be for? We need the yellows and the reds. That's how we evolve. That's how hopefully there's some ascension to our being. I would say to my 15-year-old self, go fail more. If anything, I would say to you, go fail more. Forget them. Those people on the sideline that are saying the thumbs down or calling you something or being snarky, they're on the sidelines for a reason.
Do you have enough yellows and reds happening for you in your life? And again, so important. Nice little message there today to get things rolling this week on the pod, and just being reflective of where we're at and how it's so easy to fall into a comfort zone in life where things are just kind of cruising along. Things might not necessarily be bad, but they're not necessarily great. And there's that inner voice inside of you that says, all right, there's more out there, and it's time to get going, and it's time for new levels of growth and new levels of achievement for ourselves, right? For our own personal growth. So again, I thought I'd start with that just to get you thinking of where you're at right now. I know I've kind of been in a season of comfort, not gonna lie. And, as life goes, we're human. And for the longest time, I had this incredible streak of wellness around exercise happening diligently, meticulously. It was kind of the first thing that happened every day. And, just with all of the different things coming at me in my life, I fell off track, right? And I know for myself, and I think that that speaks to me in the sense that it's time now. It's time to get back at it. And so, again, I'm not going to say that this is what I'm going to do or, have this elaborate plan or these elaborate goals. I think at the end of the day, I'm going to try to look for consistency, over the long haul, just to see if I can get that consistency back. And it's not about necessarily intensity or whatnot or achieving incredible PRs or that anymore. It's just consistency in the wellness department. So wish me luck. Wish me luck. So welcome back to Beyond the Bike. Andrew here. And this week, I want to ask you the question. It kind of goes with that opening, audio piece around failing lots, right? And so have you ever felt like the answers you're searching for are just, they're out of reach and you can't see them, or they seem like you're looking up at mountains and the summit of the mountain is just so high? Well, today I want to talk more about some of the truths around that and maybe the wisdom that you're looking for or what you're looking to achieve is already nestled right within you. Sometimes life throws us curveballs. I think we can all attest in the last, 4 years or so, 5 years, we've all received all kinds of curveballs. And in some cases, we can get caught up in chasing that external validation, striving for a destination that might not even exist, chasing things that we think we want, but really when you get there, you're feeling empty inside. And unfortunately, sometimes we forget that the journey itself is just as important, if not more so than the final stop. And if you've been on enough wellness journeys where you set these goals, these mountaintops, I call them the false summits, right? The false summits that when I get there, everything's going to be beautiful and I'll have achieved it and my life will be great. And so you get to that place And then a few hours after, you're already starting to think, okay, well, that was cool. Didn't maybe necessarily give me the feeling I thought I would feel like, kind of thing. And already our minds are thinking about the next summit. And that's why they're false summits. And the whole focus has to be on the journey. I want you to imagine that you're on this path, one that might lead you to a mountain peak or a hidden cove. And the world around you may be whispering doubts, telling you it's a fool's errand, that you should just follow the well-trodden path everyone else takes. But sometimes there's something deep down, a flicker of inner knowing that tells you this is the right way for you. And again, you know you're, this is a way that I kind of know I'm growing or I'm on the path, is whatever I'm trying to do, it there's a little bit of scariness to it. In some cases, you're feeling maybe like it's a little lonely. The path that you're on is a little lonely. But there's something weird about it, that it feels like you're on the right path, even if you can't see the end game. And that's where the real strength comes in. It's choosing the path less traveled. And choosing the path less traveled, don't kid yourself, it requires immense inner resolve. And it means that when you're on this path, you're going to face disappointment. In some cases, you're going to have to embrace some of your vulnerabilities, and you're going to have to own up to the fact that you don't know everything. You don't have the solutions for everything. And you're going to have to take that gear and just click it in and push past, accelerate, hit the gas pedal and push past that comfort zone. The answer to what's next often lies within the choices you make today. And every small step you take with conviction strengthens your inner compass. And it shows you that you have the courage to navigate your own path, a path that's paved with your values and your aspirations, and the person that you are striving to become. So remember, and this is something I'm carrying with me this week as well, that the only way to get back to a place where I felt my best self, having that daily wellness exercise routine. And you can sub in to that place what you're trying to do or get back to or get to, is that we have to change our relationship with today. And if we change our relationship with the present tense today, you change your relationship with tomorrow. And each day becomes an opportunity to learn, to grow, and align yourself with what truly matters. Wishing you all the best this week. Go get it.